All right. I'm going to mess with you this morning just for a little bit. And the title this morning, if you're a note taker, is Delegated Authority. Delegated Authority. And we're going to stay in the same lines of what we were talking about with overflow, because once you start to understand that you are overflowing in things of God, you got to understand that it came from God himself. He's blessed you with overflow. And so for weeks we've discussed overflow, what it is, how to activate it, how to get it flowing in our lives. But this week I want to share about delegated authority that's been given to us. And let me say something that's going to mess you up, is religion says that you must put up with whatever the devil throws at you. But the Bible says that we're a believer and that we have the authority to tell the devil to flee. We don't no longer have to sit there and take it anymore from the devil. We can just tell the devil, hey, I've got the authority of the Most High God. I got Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. My elder brother has given me the authority to get it done on this earth. Amen? As a believer, you have this delegated authority so that you can deal with your situations that you face and know that you're going to get through it because of who you are and whose you are. Amen? So this morning, shout with me this morning, I have the authority to get it done. Touch your neighbor on the other side and say, I have the authority to get it done. This morning we're going to take a look at the word just a little bit about this delegated authority, because I want you to understand that there's no longer we can make excuses for ourselves, because we've been delegated the authority. We can get it done. We can get it done. God's blessed us with getting it done. And if we'll take a look at the word in Luke 10, verse 1. Luke 10, verse 1. Now, you got to understand that Jesus delegated the authority and the power to get things done on earth. And in Luke 10, verse 1, this is what the Bible says. It says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also. He was about church growth. He sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So Jesus sent out 70 people, two by two, because, see, one will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. See, God got always the best plan, doesn't he? You can go out by yourself. I got someone to go with you. So two by two, they went out. So there was 35 groups of people that went out. If you divided 70 by two, it's about 35. And they all went out, and they went before Jesus because Jesus was going to go. But see, you got to understand, God had already made a way before there was a way. And what he did is Jesus delegated his authority, saying, hey, I'm going to be coming, but you're going to go represent me before I show up. Take a look at verse 17. Luke 10, verse 17. Because this is what happens when you're obedient and you use the delegated authority that God's given you. It says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to you in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Let me stop there. The enemy has no stronghold on you or any ability to take that authority from you unless you give it to him. Because what the Bible says right here is I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all, not just a few things, all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Hey, don't be surprised that God, when he gives you the authority, that it works out for you. Don't be shocked. But rejoice that your name are written in heaven. In other words, be glad that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you're going to be heaven-bound, that you have eternity, that it's already written that, hey, they're approved. They can come in through the gate. Amen. Who Jesus has appointed, he has already anointed. Amen. He's anointed you to do the work and accomplish his will and his plan. Jesus' authority, this is what you got to understand, has absolute power over every demonic force and over all the strength and the ability of the enemy. In other words, when the devil tries to mess with you, you just need to use God's authority because you're a child of the Most High God. You can overtake the devil because the Bible says you can. God's already given you authority over that sickness. He's already given you authority over that weakness. He's already given you authority in your finances. He's already blessed you beyond measure. But you got to believe that. You got to activate the authority that God has given you. Amen? Jesus told the 70 not to rejoice because the devils were subject to his name, in other words, authority, but because their names were written. In other words, it's great that all these miracles and signs and wonders and the demons having to flee and all that. But, you know, the real rejoicing is that, hey, I'm going to be in heaven. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm already set up to be seated in heavenly places with Jesus. The authority part, man, it's just going to work all the time. Don't be surprised by that. Don't be surprised when you lay hands on people and they get, you know, healed. Although Jesus had not yet died and risen, he gave them the authority to use his name. Think about that. He was already powerful before he rose from the dead. There's something about that name of Jesus. God says you can use his name. You have the authority. You are all right to be able to use his name. Think about this. When Jesus was raised up and seated at the right hand of God, his body, which is the body of believers, were also raised up and given his authority. Take a look at Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. Think about that. We are God's masterpiece, not a piece of junk. He didn't create us, you know, to be made in China. I'm not trying to knock that, you know, because it's a knockoff. It's a little cheap. God made you perfect in his image. He made you a masterpiece. He put you and made you perfect to show the whole world how good he can be, how he is, how much he loves you. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he had planned for us long ago. Wait a minute. So God already had these great things predestined for us a long time ago. We're just finally getting caught up. We're finally plugging into what he said. We're finally getting away out of the baby food blender, and all of a sudden now we're eating some meat. We're no longer drinking of the milk, but the milk's good. It's nutritious, but you need some steak sometimes. You need some poultry. You need some protein of the word. But he already created you a masterpiece. That's right. He already created you to be shown off. He's already created you to be a trophy, not in third place, not in second place, but in first place. You already have the victory in Christ Jesus. God's already set you up. God's already given you the authority to accomplish all those things that are before you. So you can't do it on your own. You need someone. And that someone is God. You need Jesus on your side. Amen. But we got to first claim the authority, and then we must exercise it. Let's talk about this for a second. Authority is really delegated power. It belongs to someone else, but it is given to you. Let me say that again. Authority is delegated power. It belongs to someone else, but it is given to you. Let me give you an example. Power of attorney. I have this little thing called the power of attorney. When I give this power of attorney to Dell, it basically allows him to speak on my behalf. He's going to do the things that I would do in my way. He's going to go do and implement it and get it done based upon this power of attorney. I've given him the authority to speak on my behalf. He has access to my bank accounts. He's got access to the spending. He's got access to the certain things in my life because I've given him a power of attorney. I've given him the ability to speak on my behalf. Don't mess it up now. I'm just saying, I've given him the authority to get it done. God has given us the power of attorney to get it done his way. He'll use us in our crazy, weird ways that we are because he created us different than everybody else. Thank God he did. Because, you know, if everybody was just vanilla, it wouldn't be good. Amen? Come on now. We're all different. We all have different gifts, and we need each other. That's why it's called the body. Someone's a finger. Someone's an eye. And someone's a you know, my wife's like the neck. She makes me look at her. I'm, woo, baby, come on, you know. But, see, she has the power of attorney. Amen? And she can implement things on my behalf. She don't have to ask me. She already has the resources available. As soon as I give her this, a power of attorney, when I place this in her hands, it basically says to the world that she can speak and do things on my behalf. It's like me doing it in my place. She's already going before. I've already gone before. I just laid out the paperwork for her. Amen? It's giving you authority to do something on someone else's behalf. The authority doesn't come from you, but it comes from God. You have to understand that God gives you the authority to get it done. Never, ever, ever, ever question your worthiness to use the power. Jesus has authorized you to do it and get it done through his strength, not yours. When you find yourself tired in ministry, it's because you're doing it on your own accord. Because God will give you the strength to get it done. Everyone always asks me, how do you work a full-time job and still do ministry? God gives me the strength because it ain't work for me. I'm just flowing in what God's called me to. I'm just using his power and his authority that he's given me to get it done. And no demon in hell is going to stop me from getting done what God's told me to get done because God's already given me the authority. The devil says, yeah, you can't be trusted with that. No, that's not what God said. I was chosen. I wasn't Jewish. I was chosen. I was adopted in. That means he made a choice. We were all adopted in. We were engrafted in because he decided to make a choice that we could be part of the family of God. That's good news. Then he said, hey, not that you just adopted in and you're part of the family, but I'm going to give you the authority to speak on my behalf, to go before and get some stuff done on my behalf because just let them know that I'm coming. Why? Because you're the masterpiece. He's showing you off so people will be drawn to the God that's inside of you. So you got to understand your authority in order to exercise it. If you don't use your authority, the devil will devour you. Use your authority. When the devil says, hey, you can't do that, say, well, not. I'm a child of the Most High God. Nothing's too big for my God. It's too big for me, devil. You're absolutely right. I can't see the whole vision because it's way too big. But the guy that I'm connected with, God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that are dwelling with me, yeah, they got the whole plan, and I'm following their vision, and I guess what? I'm going to follow their vision until I have to depart this earth. Amen? I'm going to go do it his way, not my way. Only a person who has the Spirit of God living in him is authorized to release the power of God. So all those phony balonies that you meet that talk about, you know, I don't need God, they got no power because they got no God. They don't serve the same God as we do. That's the reason why. They can do some things in their own strengths, and they can do some of the biblical principles, and they'll work because it's the law of what the Word says, but they'll never really have the authority or the power unless you go ahead and submit to God, and then he gives that to you. Amen. God desires for us to have a life of overflow. But we have to learn how to use the delegated authority to have overflow in our lives. So you got to understand, you were made in the image of God. Stop for 1 second and think that you were created in the image of God. You look like God. What does God look like? He looked just like you. Come on now. You were created as an image. So, if I were a creator, I wouldn't create anything that was junky. I would create something that was functional. I'd create something that's going to get it done. I'd create something that other people would be drawn to see and say, wow, that's awesome. That's what God did when he created you. He created you the masterpiece. See how that all ties in? and you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and you are one of God's children. Think about that. My kids can go use my credit cards when I authorize them to do it. I give them the authorization. I've given them the authority to use my credit card. I give them the PIN number so they know the PIN number so they can go get done what they need to get. I'm giving them something of mine. I've given them the authority. I've given them the ability to get it done on my behalf. Think about what God's given us. He's given us the authority to get it done on this whole earthly realm, to touch lives, to be a blessing, to increase, to have overflow so that people are drawn to us. We're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. In other words, everything that Jesus has is ours as well. Think about that. Jesus was special, but we're even more special. Crazy. Pastor, that's crazy. We're more special? Didn't Jesus say even greater things that you'll do than what he just done? Why? Because he's leaving you the Holy Spirit inside of you. He's created some goodness and mercy, and he's created some things inside of you to get it done. But you got to understand your position. You have the authority of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. You're an heir to God. You're a child of the Most High God. With those credentials, you should be ruling the place. Not being mean, not like a dictator, but loving, compassionate, caring. Given direction, given correction, given some pats on the back for doing good. Some, hey, you know, back off here because you got to change some things here. That's how good God is. You are greater than anyone who is in the world because he resides inside of you. Think about that for a second. I'm not picking on the world. I'm just saying if you don't know Jesus, they don't have the power and the authority that you have. You look at things from a different perspective because you already have the victory in Christ Jesus. You are the head, not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You're blessed coming in, and you're even more blessed when you leave. Think about that. Take a look at 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won the victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit that lives in the world. The Spirit in the world is jacked up, man. It'll mess you up. It'll take you down. It's a demonic spirit. But the spirit you have of the living God inside of you, that's why you're in a power position. That's why sometimes people look at you in a different way. They kind of roll their eyes at you like. You're not great because of your own ability, but of his ability that's inside of you. You've got to understand, it's him who lives inside of you. Him who lives and dwells. Jesus has all the power and the authority. And when he ascended to heaven, he delegated his power to the church. The church is you and I. He gave it to you and I. We're the body of Christ. God given us all the authority and all the power when he rose from the dead. Now let me say this. The source of your authority comes from the resurrection of Jesus. That same resurrection that rose Jesus from the dead, that same power that rose him up resides inside of you. Take a look at Ephesians 1, verse 18. Ephesians 1:18. And it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in which to come. And he put all things, say all things, under his feet, and gave it to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The resurrection is the sign of victory and life. And if you can get this morning, that God has given you the authority to get it done, when you look at situations and circumstances, you'll no longer allow them to overtake you, but you'll overtake them because you have the authority. No longer will you be that meek, mannered person that just sits there and takes it all the time. You may have to stand up and say, I just want you to know who I am. I'm a child of the Most High God, and what you're doing, we're not going to go there. Going to have to call it out. Not to offend you, just trying to keep it rolling. When Jesus died, we were dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, we were made alive. When Jesus sat down at the right hand of God, so did we. You already have a position. Remember he said in that other scripture that don't be so excited that all the demons have to listen to you, but your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That there's something good going to happen to you. That there's your name written somewhere. Because when your name's written there, you get to sit at the right hand with Jesus. Sitting up on the penthouse, amen, overlooking and ruling with Jesus. Why? Because all he's trying to get to you right now on earth is his authority and his power, so that when you step up into heaven, you just won't get all crazy about this power and go on a power kick and go crazy. He wants you to have it on earth so that when you get to heaven, you're just ruling and reigning with him. You'll be seated at the right hand with Jesus. You guys are going, Pastor. Jesus is the head, and we're the church. We're his body. The believer is like Christ and has his authority. We are the one with Christ that has been given power to rule and to reign. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 6:17. Last scripture. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says this. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. When Jesus died, we died. When Jesus rose, we rose. When he got seated at the right hand of the Father, we got our position in heaven already in place. That's why when you're working with authority, don't be surprised that demons have to line up, that sick people have to be healed, that the blind eyes have to open, deaf ears have to open, they can hear. Don't be surprised by those things. Just be glad that your name is written in that book, that you're going to be seated up there with Jesus on the right-hand side. Amen? Think about that. You ever see somebody who had gotten too much power and couldn't handle it and just screwed things up? See, God wants to give you that power and the authority on earth to get it done for him. Amen. Because God said that you're the righteousness of Christ Jesus, that really, truly, you're that. He's given you the power of attorney. He's given you the keys to the kingdom. He's given you the park rider pass so you can go to both parks. Amen. He already paid the admission fee. My daughter just got back from going down to the Dream Center. And I laughed because she every night she'd have pictures that, you know, she was in Hollywood and then she was witnessing the people. And then she went to Skid Row. And I said, is there a real Skid Row? Yeah, Skid Row. And they'd feed the homeless and then they'd go to other parts of the city. And then she went to Disneyland, the most happiest place in the world. They're happy too because it was $96 a ticket to get in. But you get to go to both parks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When she went there with her intern group, they were given the power of attorney from the Dream Center to go witness, to go speak to go be part of, to go and bless, and to go use the power and the authority of God to go and help people in their circumstances and situations. It was all right to lay hands on the sick. It was all right to pray for those that were drug addicted. It was okay to go and watch God move, because you have the power and the authority of the Most High God. As a believer in Jesus, you've been delegated the authority to accomplish His plans, His will, and His purpose for your life. Overflow is all about to hit this place. When you begin to start doing things God's way, when you start to understand that you're a King's kid, when you understand who you are, that you're a child of the Most High God, you're going to look at circumstances, situations, and people in a different way. You're not going to let them run you like a train wreck, amen? You're going to give them enough help, and if they can't help themselves after a while, don't be the person that's the enabler. Go be the person of authority. Go speak to that situation and tell them it's got about to change. That lifestyle that you're living about to change. You're going, oh, now I got to be bold. Yeah, I know, it's going to get you out of your norm a little bit. I know I'm not that bold either, people, but I'm learning, praise God, that, hey, I'm blessed. And what I got, I want to share with you. I want you to be blessed just like me. Amen? That, yeah, when the devil comes a knocking on my door, and he comes knocking all times of the day and night, I just have to let him know that I have the authority over his circumstances and situations. He got to quit knocking. Amen. Last time I looked, that was the head, not the tail. I won't want to be back by that tail, Larry. Amen. The power behind the believer's authority rests in God alone. God's given you the authority to get it done. He has said, hey, you have the power of attorney to speak on my behalf. I've given you the authority to step on the devil's head. I've given you the authority to go and take those little creatures and just grind them up. I'm there to tell you that you can go speak to those situations and things have to change. You're looking at me like, oh no. As a believer, we have the right to exercise our authority. Remember, you got to do some application in order to see God's results. If you never apply it, you'll never be able to get His results. Amen? I don't look this tan unless I put the self-applicating tan face on my tan top, and then I get tan, amen? But if it sits in the package and I don't open it up and don't wipe it all over my body, I don't get the tan, amen? I look white as this sheet of paper, man. You know, I know it. See, that could stick in your head. Now you're going, oh, man. But if you don't do the application, then you never get the power what's in that tan towel to come off of it, tan towel, onto you. Amen? Your connection to Jesus places you in a position of authority over the devil and any stronghold the enemy may try to place in your life. The source of your authority comes from the resurrection of Jesus. That same power that rose Jesus from the dead resides in you. But you got to tap into it. You got to be willing to go the extra mile. You might have to stretch yourself a little bit. Amen? Once you've taken your seat with Jesus, you don't have to be defeated anymore. You got to understand, nothing takes Jesus by surprise. It takes us by surprise. We go, whoa, I didn't see that one coming. Oh, devil's trying to beat me up over here. Devil's trying to do this. You don't give the devil so much credit. Tell the devil, hey, listen, when I wake up in the morning, say, devil, I'm done with you. You ain't going to mess with me today. I'm a child of the Most High God. And if I'm going to use my authority and power, you're not going to like it. Your kid's going to be obedient. They might not like it, but you are the one with the authority and the belt or the switch or the spoon. You have the authority to get it done. You have the authority to shut off their phone, take away their car key. So you have the authority. Come on now. I'm just helping you break it in the natural realm. You You've got to remember that the greatness and the power and the authority comes from Jesus' ability, not your own. Don't get a big head. You're all that and a slice of cheese. You ain't. It's the Jesus inside of you that gives you the ability to accomplish and complete great things. It's the God inside of you. The only reason why I can stand here is because of what God has done, what God has worked through, what I've allowed him to do in my life. And some of it I went kicking, and sometimes I went screaming, and sometimes I went, I don't think so, God. And God said, okay, then you're going to just go around that mountain, son, just one more time. You like that? You're going to dig a hole in the ground if you're walking around that mountain so many times. Why don't you just get with the plan? Okay, God, I'm going to get with your plan. I've already given you the authority. I've already given you the power, but you just don't implement it. I've given you the keys to the Cadillac. I've given you the power of attorney to speak on my behalf, but you just choose not to. Know who you are in Christ and begin to exercise your authority to accomplish the supernatural overflow that God wants in your life. God doesn't want you to have a status quo. God wants you to go to a whole nother level. And there ain't no new devil. I hate when these pastors preach, oh, I'm going to a whole nother level, it'll be another devil. Maybe in your life you can confess that. I don't want no another new devil. Last time I looked, he was defeated 2,000 years ago by my elder brother. He beat him up, knocked him out, took the keys to hell, and came back, rose from the dead, filled the scriptures, and put me seated at the right hand with him. I don't know about you, but that's good news for me. So I'm going to now use the authority and the power of my elder brother who went and took care of it. Last time I looked, he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm going to just go do what the Lord of Lords is doing. Come on now. I'm moving on up, right? Why? Because you have the power and the authority to move it on up. You have the ability to move the mountains if you have to. You have the ability to speak to situations and change. You have the ability to go to the mall and lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. They might be healed instantly, or it might be a day from now, or it could be 6 weeks from now, but they're already healed. See, we don't want to go lay hands on the sick. We don't want to go touch those people that are walking with a cane or this and that, because what happens if they don't get healed? Well, what happens if they do? What happens if you use the power and the authority of Jesus? Because Jesus wouldn't doubt Jesus and say, well, I know you're blind and everything, and I'm really hoping, and when I put this mud and spit in here and put it on your eyes, it's just going to work out for you. I'm hoping, I'm believing, I don't know, maybe, Yeah, go wash yourself down the river over there, and if it don't work out, just keep on going down that river, because I don't want people to know that I messed up. No, Jesus walked in the authority and the power, and he said, do it, and it just got done. If we were more definitive as Americans, as Christians, and just go believe what God said, and we go and just go do it, and we believe it's going to happen just like that, then we'd be a lot further along. Amen? We just start stepping out and doing things God's way. I'm going to just step out a little bit more. You get out in the deep water, man. The only one who can help you is Jesus. But you already have the power because he's already delegated that authority and the power to you. He's given you the power of attorney to speak on his behalf. It doesn't mean on your own behalf, on what you want to do. It's about his plan, his program, what he wants to get done through you. Amen. Your quirkiness, he's going to use that to be different. But the impact's going to be godly. Think about the people he used in the Bible that he gave his power and authority. Think about Moses and Noah. Noah was a drunk, man. Found himself naked. But then, look what he did. He built an ark. He was obedient. Flood came. Family lived. A whole bunch of giraffes and lions and all the other good stuff. Alive. You got Moses. Stutterer. Didn't want to mess with Pharaoh, but God gave him the ability to go give it done. Gave him the power and the authority. He had to go to Pharaoh. Pharaoh, I'm moving my people out of here. Period. Yeah, took some nerve. Took some bolt. But he had the power and authority of God. I mean, he already gave him a whole bunch of chances. So sending locusts and other stuff that way, and we're leaving. I'm giving you the authority to get it done. And when God backs it up, you don't need another broker. You got Jesus. You got unlimited resources. You got the connections, someone who can get it done. I mean, it's good to know Donald Trump and all that, but I know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. It's okay to know Steve Wynn, but he can't see where he's going right now. But go lay some hands on Mr. Steve. It changed his life forever. Doctors couldn't heal him, but Dr. Jesus could heal him. Why can't we believe that? Why can't we walk in the power of God? Why can't we do that? Why can't we believe our financial situations are going to change? But we just like, you know, maybe God will get to me. Oh, you're number one in line. He's already given you authority and the power to get it done. He already has. He's already blessed you. He's already made you the head, not the tail. He's already said you're blessed over all things. He said that you're his masterpiece. Think about that for a second. He didn't put you on the shelf to get marked down. Your value goes up. Amen? We've been too long being on wholesale. It's about time people start paying retail for us. People got to see the value inside of us, the God that's inside of us. People got to start seeing what we're about, that we're a king's kid, child of the Most High God. We're blessed people. Not looking at my circumstances, I'm looking at what God's already showed me. My house ain't paid off yet, but he's given me the power of the attorney to go and tap into his bank account by giving every week. And every time I give, I'm going to be blessed, shaken down, and overflowing in my life, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold, because I'm going to be obedient. Why? Because I'm tapping in, because I got the power of attorney. My father isn't Chester Budzinski. My father is God Almighty. My other brother I have one brother named Gary. Yeah, he's a good millionaire, but my other brother there, Jesus, let me tell you, he's a quadrillion billionaire. Amen? Hallelujah. And I have the power of attorney. I'm a joint heir. I'm connected to. I'm part of. I'm seated at the right hand in the heavenly places because I got the power. I've got that delegated authority. God bless me. God blesses you. Those that are obedient. Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience, well, brings pain. I've given you the power of attorney. He's given you delegated authority to get it done. Whatever that dream and vision that you have, it's not too big for God. It's too big for you. You can't figure out how it's going to get all done, but God's already got a plan. God's already got a way. God's already got the houses lined up. God's already got the people in place. All we got to do is start using our delegated authority. We might have to place an ad on Craigslist. We may have to go do something a little different. We may have to be a little bit more radical. We might have to take a banner out or something on one of the freeways. Let people know who we are. Amen? May have to get a little bold. May have to do things God's way, not ours way anymore. Amen? He's already given you the power and the authority to get it done. Think about that for a second. Think about all the things that we worry about and concerned about, and God's already given you the power and the authority to get it done. Think about it. He's given you the power and authority to own a home and a car and get a better job. About those things. God's opening up doors that only God can open up. Amen. This morning, what we want to do before we close is we could hear about the authority of God and we could talk about the delegated authority of God, but the one we need to worship this morning is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Son of God, So this morning, we're going to worship God with a couple songs. Amen. And then I'm going to come up, and if God leads you to come up, just go before God and say, God, I just want more of your authority, more of your power, more of who you are this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, what a good word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was just sitting there just thinking about God and just how awesome he is. And even just the little things, even just the little quirky things he uses.